Charlie Chaplin and His Times by Kenneth S. Lynn. Preface. On the morning of March 2, 1978, 9 weeks after Charlie Chaplin's funeral in Vevey, Switzerland, the superintendent of the village cemetery discovered fresh mounds of dirt, wet with rain from the night before, around the great man's burial plot and a yawning hole in the middle. The casket had vanished. Could it be that even in death, the most famous comedian in the world was still capable of the tricky moves that had inspired so much laughter? The disappearance of his body was, after all, no less bizarre, no less unexpected, than the comic inventions of his films, or the events of his long and colorful life. To me, the image of his empty gravesite came to symbolize his historic elusiveness as a person, no less than as a performer, and the difficulties he presents to the biographer of pinning him down. I am accustomed, as a historian, to dealing with writers. Chaplin composed movie scripts, to be sure, but he was above all an actor, who made most of his movies, moreover, before the advent of the talkies. Did I dare to devote a book-length study, I asked myself 6 years ago, to a master of wordless communication with all of its attendant ambiguities? My answer was, finally, yes, in part because of the endlessly tempting invitations to the imagination that his silent performances extend. The quickly sketched mask of heavily penciled eyebrows and brush mustache that he adopted almost immediately has appealed to me from the earliest days of my movie-going life, as have the marionette-like body movements, the bawdy daring, and the slapstick rough stuff that characterized the crude pictures he made for Keystone in 1914, and the ache of loneliness and the comic transpositions that he introduced into his work for SNA.